sit back, relax, and listen to The Catholics Next Door with Greg and Jennifer Willits on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159 and XM 117.
Hey, glad to have you with us here on The Catholics Next Door, here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius 159, XM 117, and of course, on your Sirius XM iPhone application. Now, I gotta admit, for years now, I'll be reading a Catholic blog or a book or somewhere, and someone will sound all wise and full of wisdom, and they'll throw out a quote, and they'll say that G.K. Chesterton said this, or G.K. Chesterton said that. And I kept thinking, I really should go read G.K. Chesterton so I can sound all authoritative when I say G.K. Chesterton said blah. And I actually started reading some G.K. Chesterton. There's a lot of resources online where you can find some of his writings, where you can read them on the computer. But I only got so far when I would try to read it on the computer. And I've oftentimes thought, you know what, I'm going to order some G.K. Chesterton books, but I never knew which ones to get. Where should I start? I like fiction, and I know that Chesterton wrote some mysteries. I actually started reading a mystery online that was actually quite good. I enjoyed it very much. But sometimes I admit I'm a little intimidated by the idea of diving into G.K. Chesterton. And I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, it's like, well, he seems so smart.
I'm not smart enough to comprehend this man.
Yeah, I mean, who is he, and why should I read him? And well, these are the kind of questions that other people might be asking. Maybe you're asking these questions yourself. Later on in the program today, we're going to give you a chance to win a copy of the new book, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, The Very Best Quotes, Quips, and Cracks from the Pen of G.K. Chesterton, by editor David Armstrong. Dave Armstrong, he's a prolific author and apologist. His books include A Biblical Defense of Catholicism, The Catholic Verses, and The One-Minute Apologist. He operates the website Biblical Evidence for Catholicism, which you can find at socrates58.blogspot.com. Joining us today to talk about the wisdom of Mr. Chesterton is Dave Armstrong. Hi, Dave. Welcome to The Catholics Next Door.
Good morning.
Good morning to
Good
you.
Good morning.
So, Dave, you know, again, as I was just saying, some people are intimidated by G.K. Chesterton. How did you first get interested in him?
Back in the early 80s, I was evangelical Protestant, and my favorite writer was C.S. Lewis. It still is. Might be Chesterton now, but it has been C.S. Lewis. And one of my teachers kept mentioning this book, Orthodoxy, and said, that's a great book. And so I got a copy about 1983 from a library, and I thought it was great. That's, as far as I remember, that's how I started with him.
And now, that put you on the path of following more of G.K. Chesterton's body of works, because G.K. Chesterton wrote Orthodoxy. Was this a long time ago? What do you remember the approximate years?
83, you said.
Yeah, about 1983.
When did he write it, though? Do you know that offhand?
1908, I believe, or 1907, around there.
Early 20th century is when a lot of his books were coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was Anglican when he wrote Orthodox. He didn't become Catholic until 1922. But
okay, see, now that makes a little sense, Dave, because I know a lot of converts really seem to be able to relate to Chesterton. And you say you yourself were a convert to the faith. Did that have anything to do with your conversion?
Yeah, around the time I converted was about 1990, and I was reading his books about that time, about the Catholic Church. There's one called The Thing and another one, The Well and the Shallows. It's a collection of articles.
Hmm.
And one called The Catholic Church and Conversion. So right about that time, it helped me to think like a Catholic, to think with the Church.
And that's what G.K. Chesterton's books did for you. Now, do you read his fiction as well as just regular writings about the faith?
Yeah, well, I'm not much for fiction, but I've heard that The Man Who Has Thursday is supposed to be good, The Napoleon of Notting Hill, and the Father Brown stories that they've made TV shows of, those are highly regarded.
Now, The Man Who Has Thursday was actually the first Chesterton book that I ever started to read, and I admit I never finished it. I was reading it online, but I didn't. I was surprised at how well-written it was, I'll be honest. I was thinking that he was going to be all stuffy, but that particular book was very funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's funny. I think he's pretty easy to read compared to someone like Cardinal Newman, another one of my favorite writers, who's very complex and dense thought. But Chesterton tends to write in short sentences, and I think he's pretty accessible for the average reader.
Well, speaking about these short sentences, and again, we're speaking with Dave Armstrong. He's the author of this book, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, which is a collection of Chesterton's famous quotes and quips and cracks. So tell us then how you went about putting this book together. What was your selection process? Because you obviously had a lot of reading to sift through to pull a lot of these what's known as aphorisms.
Yeah. Well, like you mentioned, most of them are online, so that was perfect for me. I just go and I collected all these and started either reading or heavily skimming, going through. You know how you read like a speed reading almost.
Sure.
And I would just, things would jump out, and that's basically it. I just did that, and I edited after that, and I just started categorizing after I collected the stuff.
What was harder, Dave, finding the categories, or excuse me, finding the quotes or categorizing all of them?
Well, a little bit harder finding the quotes than after that. I love to organize. You can see that on my website. So
yeah, you
so
have,
it was really fun. You know, I like to get things in order and categorize.
This completed you. This is a good project for you.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say your book is very well organized indeed, and I love how it's, you know, thematically and topically based. If you want to see what Chesterton has to say about the Dark Ages, well, you've got them all neatly, you know, assigned to the category Dark Ages, and you go from there. But his style of writing, would you say, you know, even in the way that he, you know, talks about, you know, comments on life or comments on faith, is it really easy to understand? Because you can almost see how one reader might take Chesterton one way, but in fact he intends a meaning to be something else. And is that how it is with Chesterton?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain paradox. Like I have a quote here from Maisie Ward, who wrote a biography of him. She says, "All his paradoxes are the startling expression of an entirely neglected truth, or the re-emphasis of the neglected side of a truth." So he has this sort of wit that he'll flip things on their head and surprise you. I have a funny quote here. I'll just give you one quote.
Sure.
"A man's friend likes him but leaves him as he is. His wife loves him and is always trying to turn him into somebody else."
Oh,
yeah, I think some people could relate to that. Well, Dave, going back to the organization of the book itself, I'm a big fan of indexes, and a lot of times, which just sounds like a really weird thing to say, but one of the first things I did just a moment ago, you know, we were talking about children and childbirth and welcoming children and the joy of children and that kind of thing, and I grabbed your book, and I flipped to the back, and I looked up children, and boom, I found a quote that was perfect for what we were talking about, and it really seems, with this huge list of topics that is in this book, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, you can almost find a good Catholic quote for just about any topic that you might be looking for talking about in terms of Catholicism. Was that your intention?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to introduce people to Chesterton, and it's sort of a reference book. You know, I don't usually sit down and read a quotation book just from cover to cover, but it's more like you say you want a quote for something, or say you're writing a paper and you want something in there that will give it a little color and flair, then
now,
I think it works for that.
Mr. Armstrong, we were speaking with David Armstrong. He's the author of this book, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton. Is this book fine for non-Catholics and Catholics alike to read, or does it sort of depend that the reader is Catholic to begin with in order to really better understand what Chesterton was talking about?
No, I think it's for everyone. I hope Protestants buy the book and sell a lot more copies. But
yeah.
There's not
that
a whole
like a
lot
very
of
Chestertonian thing to say, Dave. It's like, you
know. Well, that's an Armstrongian thing.
Okay, there you go.
It's more like general wisdom, Christian worldview, in quotes. It's not there's not a whole lot of Catholic dogma. And actually, his writings don't have a whole lot of that. They're more of a general Christian outlook. So it just...
Well, why
can skip over certain topics of transubstantiation or something? They just skip over that and read.
Well, that's
rest.
A good point.
Yeah, Dave. Why is there so much interest in G.K. Chesterton though? With through so many Catholics, I'm always reading Chesterton quotes. Why is there such an interest? Why are people drawn to him?
Well, I think it's he can relate a lot to our own time, because England in the early 20th century had a lot of relativism, agnosticism. The occult was big at that time, and contraception was just starting to come in 1930 when the Anglicans adopted that. Euthanasia, divorce, sexual morals. I mean, everything is, England is sort of ahead of us in being secularized. So what they were going through 100 years ago, we're like 50, 60 years behind. So therefore, it's very relevant to our time now.
Hmm. Well, that's very interesting that you bring that up, because, just in case people are not familiar, well, what is Chesterton's biographical information? They might be assuming, well, he's from America, but really he's not. He's coming from a different worldview because he's from England.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in the late 19th century, and I think he was raised sort of like an agnostic. I believe his family was like nominal Anglicans. He eventually became Anglican, and somehow he sort of became very traditional Christian, and so he wrote this book, Orthodoxy, to explain his own odyssey, how he came to see that there's such a thing as Orthodox Christian belief that people were making fun of, and he thought it was reasonable, and that's what that book is about.
We're speaking with Dave Armstrong, the author of The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, the very best quotes, quips, and cracks from the pen of the author.
Well, what book would you, David Armstrong, recommend to someone who is really wanting to explore, in addition to your fantastic book here that you lovingly put together, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, but let's say they want a little bit more. Do you have a favorite Chesterton that's a must-read? If you love the quips and the cracks and you want even more, what might you recommend?
Well, again, I don't want to be monotonous, but Orthodoxy.
Orthodoxy, once again.
And his books about Thomas Aquinas and St. Francis are really good, because they introduce the reader to Catholic thought through those saints. And then there's social thought, like What's Wrong with the World is a good one. Hmm. And The Everlasting Man, I think, is actually his best book, but I would recommend that a little later after reading a few of these little more elementary ones.
And so Orthodoxy, would you consider Orthodoxy to be an elementary? Elementary.
I don't know. Is it elementary level?
Not elementary school, but...
Yeah, I mean, introductory, I would call it.
That's right. The better word. Yeah. And then I think even a better introduction is, in fact, your book, because it just gives you the taste of... It gives you that little bit of a flavor of how Chesterton's mind even works when you can look at the way that you've presented his sort of his one-liners, his complete thoughts that are often no larger than a single paragraph of information. So this is a really easy read. Little digestible nuggets are very lovingly presented in your book, David.
Now, the book is available from stbenedictpress.com, stbenedictpress.com, and you can find more information at Dave's website for the Biblical Evidence for Catholicism over at Socrates58.blogspot.com. Dave Armstrong, thanks so much for joining us here today on The Catholics Next Door.
Thank you. It's fun.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And again, if you want to win a copy of this book, The Wisdom of Mr. Chesterton, the very best quotes, quips, and cracks, we're going to be giving away a copy of this book when we play Name That Saint. We're going to be playing Name That Saint when we return here on The Catholics Next Door, here on The Catholic Channel, Sirius 159.
And XM 117.